Lawmaker exposes Islamist and Marxist counter-states in U.S. Written by Alex Newman. Monday, October, 15, 2018. Whitefish, Montana. Senior Republican lawmaker Matt Shea of Washington State, speaking at a conference in Montana this weekend, warned that Islamists from the Muslim Brotherhood, as well as Marxists and Communists, were setting up what he described as counter-states in the United States. These schemes threaten the freedom and security of the American people, he warned. Citing a now-famous memo produced for President Trump by Rich Higgins, who was Director of Policy and Planning at the U.S. National Security Council at the time, Shea said the danger was very real. However, with awareness growing, Shea sounded optimistic about the future of freedom, at least in some areas of America. And he had a number of solutions and suggestions on what to do, including using the media and returning to America's Christian heritage. Representative Shea of the Spokane region, who has emerged as one of the leaders of the liberty movement nationwide as well as the GOP in his state, began his talk at the A New Code of the West event by ridiculing much of the press for their ridiculous so-called reporting. In fact, he suggested that reality was almost the exact opposite of the phony impression they often conveyed, particularly about the conference. I love government, he announced in response to fake news reports parroting far-left extremists who claimed the conference would attract anti-government activists. I absolutely do, when it stays within the boundaries of the Constitution of the United States of America, more than a few speakers similarly opened by touting their support for government. Much of Shea's talk focused on the two counter-states that have been established in America. First, he pointed to the Marxists, communists, socialists, and allied forces. They believe they are at war, and they're acting like it, he said, showing pictures of violent communists in America, including some openly flying communist flags and banners. And they really are communists. Shea pointed to the infamous Higgins memo. It points out, among other concerns, that Trump is facing a Maoist-style insurgency from deep state actors, globalists, bankers, Islamists, and establishment Republicans. The reason, Trump represents an existential threat to cultural Marxist memes that dominate the prevailing cultural narrative. Of course, communists have murdered many tens of millions of people around the world, Shea explained. We should condemn that, he added. Other peoples around the globe, especially those with first-hand experience, understand the evils and dangers of communism. Shea recounted a story from the public square in his wife's Ukrainian hometown. There, citizens tore down a statue of mass-murdering dictator Vladimir Lenin and replaced it with a Christian cross. The pictures inspired many in the crowd. But in Seattle, by contrast, crosses are coming down and a statue of Lenin was put up, literally. This bodes ill for the future. The second counter-state Shea described was the Muslim Brotherhood. Showing its own documents and court records, the popular lawmaker noted that the Muslim Brotherhood's own documents and files show that its self-declared goal is to bring down Western civilization. Shea also highlighted links between the Muslim Brotherhood, which he said owned a mosque in his area, and the Council on American-Islamic Relations (CARE), which has been linked in a federal court case to the terrorist organization Hamas and a broad array of other outfits. The GOP leader also documented the open ties and alliances between actual Communist Party USA leaders and Islamist extremists affiliated with the Muslim Brotherhood. After showing conclusively the broad reach of Islamist and Marxist groups in America that the press never condemns or even exposes, Shea highlighted outlandish headlines from the fringe left-wing press about the recent conference he was speaking at. One of the stories highlighted was by a discredited Soros-funded hate group that claimed that Ammon Bundy would headline a gathering of anti-government, anti-Native American extremists. Of course, the reality was exactly the opposite, as more than a few attendees and speakers pointed out. After putting the headline up, Shea asked the audience to raise their hands if they were of Native American ancestry. A number of hands quickly shot up, including the hand of Elaine Willman, who is of Cherokee Indian descent and is married to a direct descendant of Sacagawea. Despite being an Indian married to an Indian who spends much of her time helping Indians, it was Willman who was smeared by fringe left-wing extremists such as the Southern Poverty Law Center as an anti-Indian leader. Illustrating how unhinged the SPLC has become, it recently paid some $4 million in a settlement to a Muslim it smeared as an anti-Muslim extremist. The far-left organization, which has been widely condemned as an anti-Christian hate group or even a money-making scam, also used racism to denigrate all Indians, promoting racist stereotypes and calling them weak in an attack piece against Willman. And yet, a handful of far-left fake news outlets parroted the smears against Willman. But Shay's speech was not all bad news. In fact, early on, the Republican lawmaker, who leads the Washington GOP House caucus, outlined what he said was a crucial solution to what ails America. We all need to become the media, because the press obviously cannot be trusted to report the truth, and the overwhelming majority of Americans now recognize this. As polls show, it is imperative that everybody get involved in disseminating the truth and the real story, Shay explained. The five-term Republican lawmaker also urged everyone to use alternatives to the establishment-controlled internet giants. Among those he suggested was Real Video as an alternative to Google-owned YouTube, and localactivist.org as an alternative to the increasingly Orwellian social media giants such as Facebook. In an interview with The New American, he also recommended this magazine as a resource, saying he often uses it in committee hearings and that it may be the most important intelligence brief in the world. In concluding his remarks, Shay showed maps of the United States pointing out the location of communist groups and mosques, showing that the Northwest had the lowest numbers. He also showed a state-by-state map of murder rates contrasted with one showing gun law rankings by an anti-gun group. F for us stands for fantastic, he said. And unsurprisingly, the states with the least amount of gun control, many in the West, were very closely correlated to the states with the lowest murder rates. Finally, he showed that the Northwest was among the most literate areas of the country. Considering all of those factors and more, Shay suggested that freedom would be most likely to survive in the northwestern region of the United States, in Appalachia, and in the Deep South. When talking about solutions, Shay emphasized the protection of private property rights as being essential. Even more importantly, though, he said it was time for America to remember its heritage and history as a Christian nation that was literally settled for the purpose of advancing the gospel. Early American leaders such as John Winthrop, the U.S. Congress, the U.S. Supreme Court, and countless other sources were cited to prove that America is and always has been a Christian nation. I think we need to be unashamed about our heritage and our history, he said. We are a Christian nation, and anyone who tells you otherwise doesn't know what they are talking about, or they're a liar. The audience loved it. The conference brought together lawmakers from at least three states, public officials, activist leaders, business owners, ranchers, and more. On the agenda, problems facing the West, property rights, public lands, the deep state, and more. The New American will be publishing exclusive interviews and more articles about the conference in the days ahead. Subscribe to The New American and listen to more by clicking podcast on the top right corner of our homepage. Also, please consider donating to help us push out more content for you, our listeners.